Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
A fine Monday morning here on the Gas Digital Studios. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Across the table from me, two extremely funny people from his YouTube special, I'm With Her. It's our good friend Wolfgang Hunter. How you doing, dog?
Hey, what's going on, Zach? Good to be here.
Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure to have you. And next to him from the SDR show, but I want to give him an introduction he deserves. Someone who I have been around a lot in comedy, one of the most reliably, brilliantly funny people, one of the best performers, one of the most underrated comics in the industry, Aaron Berg. How you doing, man?
Thank you. Happy Monday morning to you.
Happy Monday, buddy. Thank you very much for gracing us with your presence.
It's good to be here. I've always wanted to be here, and it never worked out. But then today, it worked out because somebody canceled.
Perfect. I'll take it.
I love being that guy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you spending time with us today. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Mr. Berg, what do you want people to check out?
Oh, my God. You can catch me in Wilmington, North Carolina this weekend. I'll be taking my daughter with me. She'll be hanging out. First time on the road with her for a while. And she won't be doing stand-up, I don't think, but I'll be at Dead Crow. Get your tickets at Dead Crow Comedy Club. And then I will be doing a special in January in Austin, Texas. You can check out the dates. Gas Digital will be releasing that. The Moncton Comedy Festival, end of January in Moncton, New Brunswick. And you can always catch me at the Stand NYC here in New York.
Wonderful, Mr. Hunter.
Hey, what's going on? I got a show next month at Grove 34. The date is still TBD, but you can find more information on that on Instagram. Just follow me at Wolfgang _ Hunter.
Fantastic. PunchUp.live/Zach Amico for all my dates. New Year's Eve, I will be in Columbus, Ohio with Luis J. Gomez doing a live Real Ass Podcast stand-up show and podcast recording to ring in the New Year's. Then we're going to be at Bricky's Comedy Club that whole weekend. Then I'm going on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. You can get all those dates at psychopathicrecords.com. And as far as this show, well, shit, if you enjoy it, head on over to gasdigital.com today and use my promo code ZOO, and you get yourself a little bit of money off your subscription. You get the live chat. You get the archives. That's right. Thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. Most importantly, you get that bonus Friday episode. We do three of these a week. If you want all three, you gotta subscribe, and thank you so much. However you consume the program, let's start with a fun video. Shannon, I don't know. Do we want to call it a Does It Live? What do we want to do? This is a video we just saw of a tourist deciding while on a cliff to take a selfie. And let's see how it goes for this particular gentleman. Shannon.
I'm guessing well.
Does it live? Or does it die?
Haven't done one of these in a while. So here we've got... And where are we, Shannon?
Oh, wait, I have to... Can you click away?
Gas Digital Studios.
It's a mountain in China.
Mountain in China. China. and we're going to see this guy take a selfie and see how it goes.
Right here.
Yeah, we're watching this guy in the jeans.
again.
You've got the group of people that are going to want to see this dink fall a couple times. No clip.
The fall wasn't that far, right? He just fell off down into a tree.
I can't tell.
I think the tree probably fucking got him.
You think the tree
gets
him? Yeah. Let's see one more time. They feel like they're pretty high up.
Well, it's a good thing they have a billion people.
So we're going to guess, does this gentleman pass away? Does he survive? Wolfgang, your thoughts?
I think he lived. Yeah, I think he lived.
You think the tree catches him?
I think the tree catches him. Do you think like people watch him fall and you're like, oh shit, I'm falling. Oh wait, it's on me. I'm
not Mom, dad?
Oh shit, no.
Brother, sister, aunt, uncle? Aaron, your thoughts?
He rives.
All right, just to make the game interesting, I'm going to go dives because I have a feeling they're pretty high up, and I feel like he's bouncing all the way down. He's not getting caught by a branch.
Oh, no.
I feel like he's going. Shannon?
So he lived.
There we go.
It says he fell about 50 feet, and he posted on social media afterwards, "The mountain gods blessed me. I'm so lucky. I fell from a 40-meter high cliff and rolled down the slope for nearly 15 meters.
No, the slope rolled down it.
We got a slope on a slope.
It's an inception. We have an inception.
When the rocks collapsed, I thought I was going to die. It's so good to be alive, so I'll live well.
Really not looking forward to the bus trip back home to Tokyo.
Real lucky dragon, eh? Comedy.
Yeah. That, yeah, I guess that technically it is safer to fall from that height than it is to take a bus to Boston from middle Chinatown.
I also believe, and I don't want to sound racist, but Asian people land like cats, I would imagine. Yeah, they always land on their feet.
Yeah, do you think that's from Kung Fu or they're naturally, they have good balance?
Kung Fu, Tai Chi, a whole combination.
So if you buttered a piece of bread and duct taped it to an Asian's back and dropped it, which side would land?
Oh, boy. I have no idea.
Is that also a cat thing?
Well, no, because the joke is if you butter bread that the butter side always falls down.
Oh, okay.
Because an Asian.
I did not know that.
We don't need as much bread.
Are they scared of tinfoil, too?
Zach does it with a loaf?
Yeah.
Whoops. Whoops. Whoops.
I keep eating my mistakes.
Yeah. Gross.
It's like when you put a cucumber behind a cat.
What's that?
That's a thing, too.
Oh, Shad, the cat, for some reason, it freaks him out.
Freaks him out. I know the tinfoil thing, like if you put tinfoil on all the surfaces.
Dude, I saw a thing where is it cake or is it not? Mm-hmm. That thing. I saw someone cut a cat cake and the cat jumped at the owner because they thought it was cutting a real cat.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
They slide for their boys, man.
Yeah, they live for their boys. My two cats did not get along until I stepped on the little one's tail and he let a noise I had never heard before. I mean, they hated each other.
Yeah.
And I stepped on the little one's tail one day, and he let out a noise I never heard. It was not a for me noise. It was deep. He went, "Murr." And I was like, what the fuck was that? It was a hootie hoo. He called the other cat, and they beat the fucking shit out of me.
Really?
Damn.
It had to look like Chris Farley, because I was just spinning in a circle with two cats hanging on to me.
Yeah.
And I had to slam my bedroom door closed, and then they stood outside hissing at me for like 15 minutes. Never been aggressive before. And then I had to, like, run out my front door, lock them in. I came here, got in my Uber, and I was late, and Harrington was still working here.
And they're behind the Uber, like Terminator, crawling onto the Uber.
Well, no, I got in the Uber, and I got here, and I had jeans and a T-shirt on, and I get here, and Harrington's like, "You look fucked up." I was like, "Dude, come into the bathroom with me right now." And I just took my pants off. I was covered in blood. They've ripped my thighs and my belly up.
Oh, I thought your period started.
No, dude. They hung on to me.
Yeah.
And they ripped from probably my belly to my knees was good all scratches them. And blood.
Are they adopted?
Yeah. But then they became boys after that.
Good.
So
for
I think
those cats.
They trauma bond.
Yeah. Trial by combat.
Yeah, that'll do it. All right, we're moving on. Oh, go ahead, Shannon.
Dude.
Oh, wow, dude. Omniscient.
I feel like that's not real.
Yeah, I feel like these might be AI.
Those are Sora.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy, it's cake. Look, see? Strawberry.
You can see the Sora watermark pop up. But then also, like, the audio is chromatic. It sounds like they all have auto tune on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have the cucumber instead if you want to see that.
The cucumber, I think, has been going around for a long time.
Damn, dude. AI videos are fucking y'all's generation.
What is their problem?
They don't like them.
I think they're just being startled by something that they didn't see when they went there.
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't get
also,
it.
Also, somebody's going to give their cat a fucking heart attack and then blame the internet.
Yeah. Smells like mom's pussy.
Why does it smell like tuna?
Tuna. Time to remodel your kitchen, bitch.
All right. Thank you, Shannon.
Wow.
Moving on. Cruise passenger death ruled homicide after family says he... And what line was this, Shannon?
Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean had the elite drink package.
Nice.
He was served 33 drinks the day of his demise.
Yep.
Pretty sure they're going to be fucked on that one.
Yeah.
How do you... You got to cut up... That's... I think any bartender might be fucked on that, right?
Yeah, 34 would probably... You've killed a person. He was still, like, alive when he was trying to kick a door down. I saw this video.
Did they also trank him?
Yes!
How much of that was at the bar
and how much
of that was, like, just BYOB?
You can't BYOB,
on a cruise.
They search your shit?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, it takes forever to get on a cruise because they go through everybody's bags. People try and bring like they don't like garbage bag texture. They like you can sneak liquid onto stuff and they dig for that.
Yeah.
Wow. The one thing they're real protective on a cruise is no booze and no drugs.
Carnival, it's all just like stopped bottles of Hennessy on the way in. It's crazy.
Well,
I wonder who's bringing that in.
Well, who
probably
goes on
the Chinese.
Yeah. That's who goes on Carnival.
Carnival Cruise.
But yeah, you can't. It's very hard to sneak booze, and so they're
the
saying
elite
the bar
drink package though. Well,
yeah, he had, I believe, the unlimited.
That's well, they have unlimited, but elite must be top shelf. This guy knew his booze. 34 is a lot of drinks.
I mean, is this like an all inclusive thing where you just like pay a flat fee?
Yeah. And so most places I think are supposed to cut you off at 12 or 13.
Hmm.
And you pay with, you either have a wristband or like a lanyard.
Yeah, you just give me your card.
Yeah.
Your room card, and they go beep. Okay, you're good.
And they beep you. So I believe it also keeps account of how many drinks you've been served.
Yeah. Royal Caribbean is in big trouble. I've been on that line before. I've been on a lot of cruises.
And just to inform Mr. Hunter, cruise drunk is a different drunk.
Yeah. It's international waters, so your body doesn't know how drunk you are. And
you're getting used to the ship. So you do the first two nights of a cruise, you watch people walk a straight line and just take headers. Mm-hmm. And the way a child falls and they don't know to catch themselves?
The sea legs.
Yeah, so you watch people just fall on the top of their heads.
Yeah.
Either into a wall in the hallway or just crash on the floor.
That's insane.
They're on vacation. They got up and started boozing. They're jet lagged. They're not on their regular schedule.
Yeah.
So 33 drinks that might be attempted murder.
By the way, this was their first day. They had just boarded the ship.
Oh, people are hammered at the safety meeting.
Wow.
Of course.
Sounds like he really needed that vacation.
Yeah, he hadn't been to the room yet. They got there and they were waiting to get to their cabin. It wasn't ready yet. So he hung out by the bar. His wife and 7-year-old went to the room. After he then got drunk, he left. And when he was trying to find his room, when he couldn't find his room is when the cops got him, and they did sedate him and they sprayed him. So like a combination of all that together. He's also not an in shape man.
No.
So that all got him. I have the video if you want to see.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cruise ship passenger who was reportedly drunk and unruly on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship.
Nikki, nine doors.
Lieutenant Haley Winslow, who broke this story originally, is live for us again tonight, new at 6. Haley.
Alex, I spoke to a family member of the man who died on the cruise ship. He was aboard with his little son and his wife, some other family members.
I'm going to skip ahead a little.
Aren't we all bored with our wife and family members?
Everyone's bored with their wife and 7-year-old.
A cruise ship passenger has died.
Wow.
The coroner's office confirms 35-year-old
another Drake
Michael
fan
Virgil
lost
died
to the world.
Royal Caribbean's navigator of the seas.
The man was listening to Jelly Roll on earpods.
It's supposed to be as Virgil got off the elevator on the wrong floor. And started making threats, screaming profanity and racial slurs.
The gentleman that
Which
was
slurs?
Drunk, said that he was going to kill us, and then he started chasing us down the hallway. The crew member that I was running with was able to lock himself in one of the towel rooms.
Mikhail says Virgil injured two crew members and then captured video of him trying to get to that crew member by kicking the door to the towel room with his steel-toed boots.
And he was asking for
he wore the butters on the cruise. That's crazy.
Nice. You never know what's going to happen in St. Thomas.
You know, I'm not God, but...
You're not?
It's alcohol.
It's just alcohol.
Shirtless and exhausted, Virgil is surrounded by security. Mikhail says they used bear or pepper spray, towels, zip ties, and eventually handcuffs to detain Virgil. But one of his family members says security injected Virgil with some sort of sedative.
Semen.
Within an hour, he died.
He injected him with a bullet
Virgil's
from a gun.
Is completely uncharacteristic of him, and that he was a good man who leaves behind a wife and 7-year-old son also aboard the cruise.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The worst thing is they were stuck
yeah.
until they got to port.
Dad's at the buffet.
Well, he probably, that's not that big of a cover. But, dude, 33 drink. So, and he never made it to the room.
No.
That's
you're
gonna
want to get your money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they'll probably be yeah. If you're,
I would say they're at least gonna get negligence, if not attempted murder. The bartender's probably.
I was gonna say like,
and then the security guys.
If we're gonna
get
Hebraic about it, there's probably gonna be some like civil suit for like you know wrongful death.
Yeah,
couple mil, easy.
Mil.
She's gonna remarry.
Oh. Yeah, a guy that's not a fucking drunk.
No, I doubt that. She'll marry a drunk.
She'll marry another drunk, definitely.
Yeah that's her
choice. She got a type.
Choice. He was a good guy.
Now, here's the question. How long before they go on a cruise?
Oh, they will.
Do you think?
Yes, because part of the deal that they... Okay, here's
the story.
It's going
to be unlimited cruises.
My sister and brother-in-law, we're all on a cruise together. And we're Jewish, so they're always looking for free stuff.
Right? Uh-huh.
So they're in their room, all of a sudden, 1 a.m.
I mean, the cruise ships had attics, but...
Beep. Hey, what's going on? Drunk guy comes into the room. My sister wakes up. What the hell? My brother-in-law, what the fuck's going on? Guy's like, who are you? And all of a sudden, they're like, this is our room. Some guy that worked for the cruise, the guy went down and goes, I can't find my room. What room are you in? And he just said a room, 1572. They're like, okay, beep, opened it. Have a good night, sir. Let him into my brother-in-law and sister's room. And of course, they're like, well, what the fuck are you going to do? They're like, we'll give you $500 onboard credit. And they're like, no, she could have been raped. And then she wasn't, but she could have been. And so then, sure enough, they didn't settle until they're like, here's a free cruise. That's a bargaining chip for them. They're going to give that family like $5 million plus a free cruise, and the family will take the cruise.
That's crazy.
And the wife's going to be like, don't you get drunk and die on this. We're just playing bingo.
You don't think they'll like move to rich people vacations now that they have money? Or
no.
Do you think poor is a mentality? It just sticks with you even when you get money?
Yes.
Cruise is a mentality.
Yeah, cruise is trailer park at sea. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. These people love it. They're like, look, I know your dad died on one of these, but this is a different line. It's different. Norwegian's different than Royal Caribbean.
So a lot of people die on cruise. We've gone over this a bunch. Cruises have a morgue.
Really?
Because of the old people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of old people just...
And the comics.
Yeah.
The comics.
A lot of people just kick it because, you know, they're 80, they're on vacation. Maybe they're not used to partying. And then I've repeated this a few times on the show. There's a rumor that if you're on a cruise and there is an impromptu ice cream party, that's because they ran out of room in the morgue. And they had to get rid of some of the ice cream in the freezer because they ran out of room for bodies.
Come on.
I've read it a few places.
Okay.
But it's only like if a couple people drop dead.
Bing, attention, cruise passengers. Yeah. Now on the Lido deck, there will be an ice cream party.
So thank you for being great passengers.
It comes on in Chinese too. Oh, you show Bing Shering.
That's really good Chinese.
Oh, thanks. It's all fake.
Because people, like, get fucking retarded on cruises.
Yeah, and some people are already like that.
Yeah, because I've seen so many videos of just, like, young bucks jumping over the side thinking it's, you know, fucking...
Yeah.
POC, you know, they're going Pirates of the Caribbean mode, and they just fucking die. They get lost at sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no coming back.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
What, are they going to turn the fucking boat around?
No, they don't. They probably don't even, like, know. The crew probably doesn't even know until the next day. It's like, oh, somebody went overboard.
Yep. That's a lot of guys get rid of their wives that way, too.
Yeah, that was the old Patrice bit, rock coats.
Was it?
You got out to the Caribbean. They did it on that one. You got out to the Caribbean. Rock coats, man. We got coats full of rocks. What is, Shannon, you're a person who's worked in the bar scene. What would you say is an acceptable amount of drinks to serve one person?
I just think it's like how they're behaving. Because like people hold their liquor like so differently. But like once they start like slurring, wobbling is when I would start to either, I usually just like water down their drinks. Because people are just going to get pissed off if you say, I'm not serving you anymore.
Yeah.
So I just start adding more and more water into it.
Yeah, that's when you start ripping people off.
Yeah.
Oh, I the place I've worked for the past like 10 years usually does like open bar catering events. So I'm not like stealing from them.
Nice.
But so you, if you were bartending.
Damn.
And they're up for the 22nd drink.
I mean, it's insane to even get to that point. That's crazy.
Like 5 or 6.
I mean, he was a big dude.
It's usually a tap out, right?
Depends on what you're drinking, I guess.
Yeah, he is a huge guy, but he's like clearly impaired. And so he must have been for hours before this.
Yeah, like 26 beers versus like 26 like shots is just, you know, very different kinds of drunk. But I mean, I don't know. Usually it's like people
one is Shane Gillis, the other is Gino Visconti.
Yeah, that's
equal
true.
Levels of success. Also, might I add.
Fuck, Shannon, how many drinks was the Power Hour?
So six. Well, I think it was 6 White Claws, maybe. But you guys did it differently. Every 10 minutes, you guys also took shots. But I think it was a total of about 6 White Claws. One shot for a minute every 60 minutes.
Because we did Shannon, we did a Power Hour on Shannon's show, and then we did breathalyzers.
Yeah.
And I defied the laws of alcoholism.
You did. So he blew like a .02. Yeah.
I was less drunk at the end of it than I was halfway through it.
Really?
I mean, I could put away a few.
Yeah.
And we were doing White Claw, so it was a shot of White Claw every minute. And then we did a shot of whiskey or tequila.
I can't. I think it was one of those two.
Every
I thought it was tequila.
Minutes.
Every 10 minutes, we did a shot of hard liquor.
Nice.
And I was legally allowed to drive at the end of the hour.
Good.
Because I was under the legal limit, right?
I feel like it was a .02. It was like literally, it was nothing.
What?
It was just nothing.
I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy who enjoys a beverage.
Good for you. You really excel at that.
God, I wish I had any other skill. All right, moving on. Porn star Bonnie Blue faces up to 15 years in jail after being detained over bang bus stunt in Bali. Shannon, what did this wonderful woman do?
Ripped a child, probably.
So no, it was nothing underage, but you know, she does a thing like, you know, a jailbait thing where she puts out calls on her social media for guys that are young, but like 18 and older. And so her and 17 male tourists, including 15 Australians, were there and they were filming porn. And so they arrested her. The issue is, so like anything, I guess just anything pornography related is illegal there. So they arrested her. She faces, I think, 15 years in jail if she's guilty. But they're saying that the lawyer is basically saying that usually there is a, like somebody who's like really paying for the porn, not like her herself. And those people usually like make a call and ask for her to be sent back to the U.S. to be tried here instead of like having to like go there and serve time in Indonesia.
The jail.
They stoned this bitch to death.
The jail's just on fire. It's like, she fucked the jail. She fucked everyone in the jail. She's on the
diplomatic
loose.
Community.
How did they find out they were filming porn? It's not like she has a fucking giant bus with
her
name on it.
Yes, that too. And she was...
It's this Bonnie Blue.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure
bus.
15 drunk Australian guys kept it real close to the vest that they all just banged this chick.
They didn't arrest her for the porn. She just wasn't wearing a hijab.
What is Bali like? Is it a Muslim country?
I don't know.
It sounds more like, I thought that was like Fiji or something.
Yeah, it sounded like Carnival.
Is it not a territory of Indonesia?
Like, yeah, Indonesia.
Indonesia is a Muslim nation. They
didn't
like,
know that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ronnie Chang, man. Chinese. Indonesian. He's Indonesian or is he Malaysian? He's Malaysian. They're both Muslim.
The Sikh type of Asian.
Okay. Yeah.
Asian.
John Malaysian.
John Malaysian.
I have a video of some of the Australians being released.
Yeah, of course.
Malachala, malachala, malachala.
Oh, so the guys all got arrested too for fucking her.
Yeah.
Why are they covering their faces?
Yeah.
Look at him with his lesbian sandals on.
Whoops. They're all married, dude.
Oh, that guy's got the biggest dick.
No, these guys were all on fucking.
They're all just hard.
Vacation. These guys were all on a fuck vacation.
Your wife's going to see your tattoos.
No, this guy, they're having a blast. By the way, these are all new t-shirts that they have on. They have the labels on them. They all got disguise t-shirts.
Yeah.
Talk about a walk of shame. That 15 guy's married. Guy, 15 that guy's just, with their shirts wrapped around their
it's
face.
It's literally a clown car.
The guy with a Four Loko hat on.
That's kind of awesome.
They just put her on another bus. They put him on another bus with her.
She's in the back.
All right, now fuck her while you're moving.
Oh my God, guys, Bonnie is the bus.
It's like Magic School Bus?
Yeah.
Why does he have the camera? He was.
It might be her photographer.
They gotta fight fire with fire.
They're pretty lax if they're letting people film as they're getting out of jail.
Well, you have to remember, these are the guys. She's being beaten at this moment.
Right? Oh, yeah.
With bamboo cans.
I mean, rightfully so.
Hang on, I gotta check my gram.
So what, they're going to get her extradited and get her out of this, Shannon?
It seems like that's what the lawyer was kind of suggesting was going to happen. But they said that because there's so much there's so much of a spotlight on this right now that they might wait to put in that request until January or February.
But so she's stuck there till then?
Yeah.
They're probably going to have to bribe, too.
Yeah.
Grease the wheels a little bit. It's like that. And, I mean, it's the same way in India. With
you
like
don't think
stuff.
Trump will just step up and get her out?
Get her out.
She's a great American, Bonnie Blue.
I wouldn't be shocked.
She needed the money.
Bonnie Red, White, and Blue, they're calling her the most American woman there ever was.
I wouldn't. I mean, I could see him making fun, yeah. Having fun with it. Because now I've noticed more, you start to see it. He's reaching the I'm having fun part.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, when he called that lady Piggy, of course.
Dude, that was the one. That was the moment for me where I was like,
quiet, Piggy.
Where he's like, I think he's like, I'm going to enjoy the rest of this.
That was definitely like fucking testing where the line is for sure. It's still, I mean, it's full grandpa move, too. That's like something your grandpa hits you with when he's like drunk at Thanksgiving.
Piggy.
Yeah.
I could see it happening. All right. Moving on. We have got a trans woman left sobbing in JFK Airport. After TSA hit her in the testicles.
Oh, her balls.
And that checked her? That sucks.
So she claims that the TSA agent, quote, humiliated her in front of everyone. Her post was, hi, so a TSA agent at JFK Airport punched me in the genitalia, yelled at me for having a penis, and humiliated me in front of everyone after I told her to please stop. She said that the TSA agent then followed her into the women's bathroom and began talking about her to another coworker while she sobbed in the stall.
Nice.
And this is the, let me just make this bigger. Hold
classic
on.
White comic what, description of a penis? Black bit.
This is what she posted.
Oh, she doesn't want us to see her. Do we have any photos of her?
I think that's another one.
Swim against girls.
This is her crying.
Oh.
I gotta be honest. Not bad. Wouldn't know at first glance.
No.
Honestly, I thought that was Zoran's wife. I was like, damn, she's still bad.
Not bad at first glance. So basically, a black lady got mad because she touched a trans.
Yeah, like reading the description, they're removing all of the stage presence that was probably.
Your pussy all long and shit.
That's.
Damn, you got a long ass clip, bitch.
You bringing hot dogs?
I think what happened was they took her to separate her. They gave her a woman because they didn't realize.
Yeah.
The lady went to give her the old check and probably tapped where her, she thought, thigh and
was,
vagina
yeah.
met.
And went, ooh.
And nut tapped her.
Big hanging balls.
Yeah, she nut tapped her by accident.
Yeah.
And she went, oh, my nuts. Oh, you tagged me.
Oh, that's assault, brother.
And then the black lady flipped out because she accidentally touched dick and
balls. Oh, Lordy Chitlins, I just touched a ding-a-ling.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee, it's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. Shannon, is that kind of what happened? And then this woman went and hid in the bathroom and caught the tail end of a hilarious black woman conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shaniqua, you never guess what happened. What happened?
One of them transmesticles.
One of them girly boys come up in here and I touch a ding-dang. Dang, ding-dang. Dang, ding-dang.
Oh, hi, it's me, ding-dang. I'm the Asian valet of the airport.
Me, ding-dang, I fall off cliff. I fall off cliff, take selfie.
Sorry, I walked into the wrong restroom on purpose with a cell phone pointed under all the stalls.
Why that lady make herself a cry? You know, she's plucking a nose hair or something to get the tear shot.
Who is she, Erica Kirk? Why you fake cry?
No. Too soon.
That seems pretty cut and dry, right, Shannon?
That's what I assumed happened. She also said afterwards that her goal of sharing this wasn't to get the TSA agent fired, but to help to educate people in general. And mindful of people.
I mean, you got to warn people.
What's the over and under on a GoFundMe?
Anything
link
to declare?
I'm packing.
What do you guys think the over under is on, like, this person having a GoFundMe under their X link for that?
I will go that they can't work anymore. Because of the stress.
They can't work, and they're in a housing crisis.
And then I would say.
This has been a horrible week for me. Earlier this week, I was at Cinnabon with my Somalian husband.
I think this is definitely setting up for something.
Yeah.
And this is because it's a non-story. The amount of times I've had TSA touch because of my dick ring.
Yeah.
Just grab my dick. No, usually it's an old guy and he does underside of the hand.
Yeah.
He does like Tai Chi with it.
Yeah, yeah. I had one young black guy, I think it was at LaGuardia, and I set off the machine.
That was his name?
Young black guy.
No, LaGuardia.
Oh, LaGuardia.
LaGuardia Johnson, 6'3", come from OSU.
And he was a tall, skinny black guy with dreads. And he goes, man, and he pointed it. It was back when they had the little machine with the cartoon U on it. And it would have red dots where you set off the machine. And it was right on my dick. And I went, I have a penis piercing. And he goes, not today, son. And he punched himself in the hand and did a lap around the entire, like...
Airport.
Yeah.
He went to Concourse B.
And then he came back and he's like, all right, we could do this in a private area. Or I could do this here. I was like, right here, buddy. And yeah, they got to, you know, swipe it.
With what?
Bottom of the hand.
Oh, man.
Make sure there's nothing in there.
I get gay guys sometimes, if I have a hoodie on, they'll be like, we got to check your arms. And I'm like, I know you do. And then I just go like that and they do it.
Very different. For me, they have to check my back because I'm wet.
Really?
Yes. If I have a sweaty back.
Did they swab you with that thing? Like,
no, it's because I have a sweaty back. I set off the thing for having liquids on me.
So seriously?
Yeah.
So a JFK attendant called me a wet back at the airport today, and in light of the crisis and immigration going on in this country, man, I'm going to need $30,000 on GoFundMe and you to come to my union hall show.
I just want to say, fuck ICE, man. Defund ICE.
Fuck ICE. Come to my union hall show, bro. Support my Patreon where I draw Sonic with titties.
And subscribe and smash that like button, all right?
Shout out to my abuela. You will be free.
All right, I thought we... Shannon, can we bring up the etiquette guy?
Yeah.
So I thought you guys would be really fun for this. I've been following maybe the most annoying British guy in the world.
Piers Morgan?
He does videos of how to, it's etiquette videos on how to eat different things.
Okay.
And a lot of them blow my fucking mind because it's not even comprehensible to me that that's how you're supposed to eat that.
Okay.
Okay. So, Shannon, what do we got this week?
First, why do they all involve hands?
Yeah. There's plates.
Yeah.
First one is spaghetti.
All right, spaghetti.
Don't share it.
Oh, look at this guy.
I figured you guys were guessing like last time.
Now, just to give you an idea, in the past, he says you're not supposed to walk and eat, and you're not supposed to use your hands for anything other than more than a bite. Okay. So, like, you're supposed to tear bread. You're not supposed to bite a piece of bread. If you have a banana, you have to cut it and score it and cut it up on your plate. You're not allowed to eat it like a primate.
Okay.
So that's the level of sophistication we're looking at here. So the first one is spaghetti. How do we guess if you are at a proper English dinner, how are you supposed to eat spaghetti?
I think he's going to do that annoying fucking... it's just jackass shit where they put it in the spoon and they spin it.
I would assume the same. Aaron?
Yeah, I hope so.
Shannon, what do we got?
Here's his. I picked this specifically because I thought you guys were going to say that.
Oh.
Instead, the fork is upturned in the dominant hand and go in from the edge of the spaghetti. Not in the middle, but from the edge. Twist a small, neat parcel. Twist again if you need to secure it. And eat like so. How to
properly take your PrEP HIV prevention medication.
Oh, he is quite the mo.
He's just British to me, man.
He eats a cheeseburger with a knife and fork. I hate this shit.
Why is this on your... Oh,
it was just in my algorithm.
I know, I figured it out. This food.
And just food, yeah, anything food, yes. Oh, Shannon, what's the next one?
Next one is rice.
I'm going to assume
his eyes are
if you're Zoran Mondami, use your hands.
I would assume. Now, remember, we eat with the right and wipe with the left.
Don't mix those up. I have. That's how I got the virus. Honest. Honest.
I am going to guess you, because I was going to say the one he did with peas is that you're not supposed to scoop them onto your fork with a knife, which is what I assumed. So I think maybe just neat piles.
I'll say it again. I think he's going duct tape on the eyes, chopsticks.
Horrible.
Okay, Aaron.
Fork,
right?
Yeah.
Here's how to eat rice. Now, in British dining etiquette, as you know by now, we never turn the fork upside down when using a knife. So when eating rice with both a fork and a knife, just like peas, we push the rice onto the back of the fork and eat like so.
Oh, no. Whoa. Onto the
back of the fork.
You That's know, retarded.
Why?
That's counterintuitive.
I don't get it.
That should be called how to eat like a faggot.
Yeah.
Well, this is just like autistic guy stuff. This is like high levels of OCD and autism, like the way he's eating. It just
I think it's also because like fine dining has like crazy rules. Like if you eat with the queen, there's all these unspoken, like you're supposed to cross your knife and fork if you want, if you're done. You have to stop eating when she's done eating.
The queen?
Yeah.
You should start doing these videos for like comedy club etiquette. Like, if you are a feature, you do not write your name on the wall. That is a privilege reserved for headliners.
Do not pull a Brendan Sagala.
You can only run the line.
That was him that happened to, right, Shannon?
In February.
I think so, yeah.
Why would he do?
He was featured and he wrote his name on the wall and the owner came in with paint and painted over it.
No.
Instead of waiting like an hour for him to leave.
That's hilarious.
Which club was this?
Oh,
you're not allowed to say.
I don't wanna say which indie casino it was.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. We are a proud people. We have this instead of our land.
Paints on wall.
I don't know if it was the owner or his Mohegan son. What's the next one, Shannon?
Muscles.
Yes.
What's the
I've seen this one.
He perked up.
Yeah, Muscles, your thoughts?
Well, finally.
I know this one, and I will say, innovative.
Okay.
I see this one, and I was impressed.
What I do, and I consider myself classy, I grab them with my hand, and I just pull them out with a fork. But I'm probably a savage.
And is that the regular fork, or sometimes they give you a little fork?
My regular fork is what
okay.
I get with
Wolfgang?
I mean, I don't know. I always just, like, take them out ahead of time when I'm prepping the food if I'm making it.
But okay.
I've never ordered them at a restaurant, actually.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid of looking like a sabotage.
This one, I will say, is pretty fucking smart. Shannon?
And I got nice muscles, and here's how to eat them. First of all, for the first muscle, you can use a fork to prise it out of the shell. Then, with your empty shell, hold it in your dominant hand, and you can pull out any future muscles and eat, and discarded shells actually go in the discarded.
So you use the first two shells as pincers.
Yeah.
To dig out the others, and I think that makes sense.
I guess so.
I like it. That was one I liked. Shannon, we have one or two more?
Yeah, I'll try that.
Two more. Next one is a pear.
Oh, you used to with a fucking fork and knife.
Pair of tits.
Delightful.
Horrendous.
I want to see him eat it like a pelican.
Lumps of fat. A pear. Knife and fork.
Knife and fork?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe there's like quadrants. Like you got to cut it into maybe two flat.
I'm thinking cut the tip off, you know.
Oh, okay.
Do a little moil on the pear.
I'm thinking quarters, and then when they're flat, you can cut it into slices. Shannon?
Using a knife and fork, secure it.
I was right.
And cut the pear in half.
Wow.
Then cut each half in
yeah.
half again.
We're all right.
Yeah, quadrants.
There's more.
No?
The middle.
You just scoop out the middle.
Oh, what the fuck?
And eat like so.
So you can't eat pear skin?
No, he cut out the middle and to not eat the middle. Like, he took away the little centerpiece.
Oh.
All right, I'm very confused. And we have one more, right?
Because there's a pit in there, right? Pear pit.
The seeds, yeah.
What was the name of the gay bar on Beverly Hills 90210?
The pear
pit. Was the peach
and the last
pit.
One is cherries.
Can you even eat cherries with a fork and knife?
He's going to... tie it in a knot in his mouth.
Whilst fingering a man's buttocks.
Mm-hmm. Shannon?
And massaging his prostate.
I have no idea how to do this one.
You must tie the cherry in a quarter knot.
Oh, wait. I think I remember this one. I've seen him do one before where if anything has a seed in it, you spit it into your fist. I'm dead serious. You spit the seed
that
into your
feels
fist.
Like a
put
very,
it in
like...
your partner's anus and come back 7 months later and a cherry tree will have grown.
Then you will play a game we like to call George Washington. Shannon?
How to eat a cherry. First of all, remove the stalk from the cherry and then you pop the cherry into your mouth and eat the fleshy part around the stone. Once finished, spit the stone into a fist that you've made with your non-dominant hand and add to the plate and then enjoy another.
Why didn't he show the spitting part? Because he knows that's where people come?
Yeah, at least that's behind the Patreon. that's on the OnlyFans.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Well, I like that guy. I'll be checking him out after this.
Woman gives birth to 9 babies at once. Let's see it, Shannon.
Okay, here's her.
It's a sore video
belly.
Again.
Whoa. Isn't that the chick that went overseas last year and was asking for money?
Can you read it to us, Shannon? I can't read from here.
Yeah. So I'm not going to try to say her name, but she's from Mali. She's set a new Guinness World Record. Again, I wasn't able to confirm that part of it. After giving birth to 9 babies at once, the historic delivery took place in Morocco, where she was airlifted for specialized care following medical concerns during her pregnancy. And all 9 children survived, and they're all, I believe this was maybe 3 years ago, so they all made it, because usually in births like that, not all of them make it.
I'm just imagining them, like, airlifting her, like, Operation Dumbo.
She's under a helicopter?
Yeah, like,
such cute babies.
9.
Yeah.
Who was the record, the octomom before that?
Yeah, there's I saw a couple of articles, some saying that 10 was the most. It doesn't seem like this has actually been confirmed after the Octomom.
Those are non-uplets, they call them.
Yeah.
I did not know them. Now, did they say she's forever. She's on like the because aren't most people that have a ton of kids like that on like drugs to make them pregnant?
Yeah, it didn't specify
crack
in here. It's also in these like random tiny little countries. I don't know that they offer stuff like that.
I would imagine they do if you're rich.
I think there was a ritual involved, dark magic.
Yeah, voodoo.
That'll do it.
Things we've lost touch with.
Can we see him again one more time, Shannon? Not.
There was not the use of any fertility treatments.
Wow, good for her. Sure. And good for that guy. Look at him.
He's smiling.
I have the strongest semen in the world.
Look at me now.
I am the captain.
Wow, that is a fucking team, too.
These ones are boys. Those ones are girls. They will stay with you.
Jesus Christ,
good
man.
For them. I mean...
Shucks, I peach that you let me have sex with your wife so I can make them the most pregnant they've ever been.
She will be so pregnant.
Can we see her again? How big she pregnant. Was?
Nice.
Holy shit. Well, God bless her.
Wow.
That's insane.
I wonder if her belly was just constantly moving because there's like so many living beings in there.
It's like Alien, the movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, did it come out like a xenomorph? Yeah.
This is not my couch, and I have made wet on it.
Yeah, that was a light beige couch when she sat down a minute before.
My babies are leaking. Someone help, my babies are leaking.
Nine fucking, all right.
Good all nine children have just been signed to the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, former teacher of the month accused of having sex with teen in backseat of her Jeep.
Backseat of my Jeep, let's kick an episode.
So this is the woman.
Not bad.
I think
a little young
more.
Looking for me.
So she is, I think she's 30. She is on the younger side.
Yeah.
And the kid was a senior. Mm. So he's 17.
Citizen.
No.
Citizen. This isn't working for me.
He's a senior, but he was black. So he was 26.
So it said that she started out by...
His wife and children are devastated by the affair.
Family said he was going for milk and never came back.
Shannon?
The kid describes how she befriended him and then isolated him from others before the relationship allegedly turned
sexual.
That's
lawyer speak.
That's not... Yeah. DeAndre, you can't say shit was lit, pussy fire. It will get this case thrown out.
Yeah, that was trained. You've sat with two guys in a room for hours.
All right, Mr. Berg, I'll do and say whatever you want. I'm not gonna say pussy was lit.
Good, good. You were coaxed into this.
I was Coca-Cola'd into this.
I threw my cock around this.
I was coached into this, Coach. Shannon, is there more?
Yeah. So. They said that the physical contact started when she was touching and rubbing his back and shoulders and then, quote, forced him to give her hugs. And then she apparently told him that her marriage was struggling and gave him her personal cell phone number. She also sent love letters. One letter said, I hope and pray one day get the chance to be with you and know that I love you.
Oh, geez.
By the teacher's senior year, she allegedly started meeting him off of school grounds, even getting his mom's approval to go on a trip to an art center where she held his hand for the first time.
Ooh, first base.
That's kind of cute. I know she's a pedophile, but that's really old.
She's a pedophile, but she moves real
she's
slow.
She's like a Pixar pedophile.
Really nice grooming she did there.
Yeah.
She groomed.
She really put a pin in it. She wasn't, you know what? She wasn't impatient about being a pedophile. And that's your biggest problem with pedophiles is impatience.
They jump the gun, man.
Yeah, they can't wait.
This woman has like Tumblr sensibilities and just...
The thing impatient. Is she got that close.
So then the physical contact escalated with her kissing the teen on the neck during their hugs and repeatedly asking him if he wanted her to kiss him. He was nervous and eventually said yes.
Nice.
And then she told him to act normal, keep their relationship a secret. Let's see, ordering him. Yeah. And then she invited her into his office, him into her office several times during the last week of school, ordering him to touch her while saying things to encourage him to continue to touch her. The student said he was nervous and felt pressured.
Lies.
and then she said the underage student said it was okay and that they won't get in trouble because he graduated. So this is like after his senior year finished. Later, while classes were in session, but seniors were no longer in class, she allegedly would meet up with the student up to 4 times a week to have sex in the backseat of her Jeep. She texted him nude photos, some of which he later showed to investigators along with the love notes. He eventually cut off the relationship, but she allegedly continued to show up at his place of work, once leaving candy on his car while it was parked in his driveway.
Ooh.
And she made her first appearance in court in June after being charged with 4 felony counts of having unlawful sexual relations with a student, and her arraignment is scheduled for later this month.
I mean, it's right on the...
Melissa, you gotta stop weaving candy in my Playmobil. It's highly inappropriate.
Let me share this picture.
It sounds like... Oh, yeah, she looks crazy. And look, is she crazy short?
I don't...
Judging from that headroom in that picture?
Yeah, no,
she looks tiny.
It's a little person.
Ah, she's got that big smile. Don't you just want to see the dude so you know he's black?
I think it might be that dude in the picture with him.
Oh, you think?
Might be
I don't think so.
No?
I assumed that was her husband in the picture.
They always protect the victims, and it's just like, I want...
Such bullshit.
I know, it's like, come on, man. I want to see this guy smile.
Yeah.
He turn out the lights.
I mean, he let it go on for quite some time.
Yeah, that's... And he already
No, that's definitely like a mom finding the text on the cell phone. Or like it'd just be funny if she failed him, so he has to stay back another year.
I think this is it ran its course, and then he went,
I'm bored.
I can profit from this or something good. Or so the wrong person found out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all lawyerese that he's saying. That's not...
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's Hebrew, for sure.
Yeah.
Good
for
him.
Damn, has this ever worked out for anybody? Has anybody ever pulled one of these and it didn't happen, like, just turn into
Mary Kay Letourneau, even though she went to jail, didn't she die with that, like, in a relationship with that kid?
I don't know.
She's the famous, like, first one,
They
right?
might have separated and she died shortly after.
No, I'm pretty sure they had kids together and they were together when she died. Because he was the young black kid with, like, the shitty little mustache. And she left her husband for him. But when she got out, they were still together, and I'm pretty sure she died of cancer, and they were still a couple.
I believe so. And he was also like some sort of Asian.
He was like Tiger Woods
later in life.
Oh, look at
He was Asian later in life.
No, there's a picture of them later in life.
Yeah,
I had the Asian surgery.
Yeah, he got Paco'd. Yeah, bring her back up. That seems like it kind of. I mean, they stayed together. You're right. He
looks like Tom Segura's wife.
Christina?
Yeah. It just looks like...
I don't think you could pound a lady like that out. She looks a little frail. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of spooning.
That might be her elderly.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, let's look at her during the...
That was the later in life I was referring to.
Yeah, that's later in life. This is when... Nope, above.
Oh, she was wearing a Kangol hat after the...
Oh, yeah. Concert.
Boy, he looked dumb, huh?
Oh, yeah, he was a DJ.
That's awesome.
Good for him. Dude, you know who I saw pictures of? I couldn't believe how pretty she was. Look up young Doris Roberts. You guys know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
The mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Young Doris Roberts.
The mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
I was looking at a thing about Monica Lewinsky potentially being a Mossad honeypot, and they're showing pictures of her now. She, like, got hotter.
She is better. Yes.
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Good for Doris.
Really, really beautiful when
kinda
she was
like
young.
Texas Pog vibes.
Yes. So wait, I love the idea of Monica Lewinsky being Mossad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It checks a lot of boxes.
Well, I mean, the fact that, because he has the painting of Bill.
He has the painting of Bill. He got head in the office.
I like anybody being Mossad.
It's kind of cool. Even anybody, though?
Anybody, it'd be
Zohran Mandami, Mossad.
Could be.
Deep Mossad.
Deep,
very
triple
deep,
agent.
Deep double Mossad.
Double, triple, quadruple agent.
I think that's how they're... I mean, I believe in the skull and bone shit that they get videos of you doing crazy shit. But that might be me being a weirdo.
Do you think that's why they invented AI? Because there's just too much like overhead on doing the rituals.
I think there's definitely people that are really counting on saying something's AI one day. Yeah. Praying that AI gets good enough that Bernie Sanders would be like, that's not me.
We're going to get rid of the watermarks, the communist watermarks on all the AI videos.
Because it looks pretty good now. I think in 20 years, you're going to be able to claim anything's AI.
I thought those cats were real.
The videos are definitely like the boomer generation fooled a lot. Is getting fooled, Gen Xers. I think it's like the only thing really left, and I'm sure it'll take no time. They just haven't focused in on it yet, is the audio. The audio like works chromatically. So it's like, think about like sound waves. It's like it's going up a stairs instead of like a hill.
Yeah.
It doesn't go like up a gradient. It just goes like dut, 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 dut.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like auto-tune's on the whole time.
Yeah, I think we'll be there very soon. Yeah. All right, well, we're almost out of here, and thank you guys for your patience. Hey, why not? Paul Anka confirms Frank Sinatra had enormous penis.
19 pounds, they say. This is literally what they said.
19 pounds?
Yeah, his wife said 19 pounds.
That can't be real.
That's a huge cock, dude.
That's crazy.
That is like your middle finger.
This one?
Yeah. Huge cock.
That
you know how they knew this? They would all go in the steam room together, and people would be like, holy shit, look at Frank's hog.
I believe it.
How lucky can one guy be? I punched her and she blew me, like a fellow once said. Exchange a right cross for head. It's my Frank Sinatra karaoke.
Wow, that thing's crazy, man.
Yeah. How'd all you people get in my room?
That's how he died in 98 when Seinfeld ended. Is he just had he got a boner. All the fucking blood left his heart.
Good for him. A huge cock is an important thing.
You could definitely tell. The Liam Neeson, the way certain people carry themselves.
Yeah.
He didn't like sing like how you're supposed to, like in time or like in key. He's like, I'm going to sing how I want to sing. He's like, whatever.
A doobie doobie doo. Well, did you see they're making a movie about Sammy Davis Jr. and maybe joining the Satanic Church?
No.
So he was like, he hung out with like Anton LaVey and them. Like he was straight up in the Satanic Church. Not the one that worships Satan, the one that's like just about decadence and shit.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing a movie about it.
Good.
Wasn't another guy from Hogan's Heroes also in that sort of thing, or he was like a swinger?
He did a lot of sex tape. Like he made a lot of celebrity porn, and they think he was killed.
He's killed by a guy.
Because he had a ton of videos.
He was like killed by a guy he used to like swing with. Like they would go to sex parties.
Yeah.
And beat him to death with a fucking baseball bat.
Really?
Yeah. The guy from
Shannon, look
Heroes.
It up. Yeah.
God, that's
but I think
old
they,
school.
I think they thought he was going to blackmail people because he definitely had a ton of celebrities fucking on film.
Just to go back to the first thing. So there isn't any like finished documentary about Sammy Davis Jr. in a satanic church, but it does say that Leslie Odom Jr. is adapting a Rolling Stone article into a horror film.
Cool.
Where they're talking about Sammy's life and curious ties.
Hey, babe, everyone's getting killed around here. Good impression?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I actually don't know what he sounds like.
He's, I don't even know.
Very groovy, man.
He's like the black guy in the Rat Pack,
black guy in the Rat Pack, yeah.
Yeah, I only can,
you would probably know him from Family Guy impressions of him.
Yeah, I've seen him I know what he looks like, and I've seen him in Family Guy cutaways. Like, when you said his name, the first thing that popped in my head was a Family Guy cutaway, but I see them as a collective. Like, I don't distinguish who's who all the time. I can, like, tell who Frank is, but that's about it.
Does Rickles go in there, or is he adjacent?
I would say Rickles is adjacent.
Yeah. Okay.
He's definitely a J.
Yeah,
very big J.
Yeah.
Dude, I just rewatched.
There he is. Look at him.
Damn. Profound
if you want
thinker.
To see a little bit of an interview.
The last I heard, he was in London. Yeah. I wonder how he feels about this. He was subpoenaed, is that right?
I don't know if he was subpoenaed or not.
I don't know.
Why is he on the set of the Adam Friedland show?
I do know that there was a subpoena out. I don't know if they ever caught him.
So this is what I want to end on, Shannon. And Aaron, I think you would dig this. I just rewatched the In Living Color sketch where Jim Carrey was Rickles at the UN. Do you remember
how fucking
funny this was?
Yeah.
Wolfgang, have you seen this?
I've seen it on Facebook, yeah.
I want to end on, we'll leave on this. Fuck, how is this show this fucking progressive and funny? And we have looked. Can you figure that was on? Mr. Show was on. Dude, the fucking Kids in the... I watched a Kids in the Hall sketch the other day. Mm-hmm. That was a professor showing like a nude model and all the women of the class complaining. Like, you know, oh, we need a fat woman. We need a woman of color. We need a disabled woman. And Dave Foley's teacher goes, well, it's not easy to find a naked fat black dyke.
I talked to Scott Thompson at Skankfest, and he said they, in Canada, GLAAD, like the Gay and Lesbian Alliance of Anti-Defamation or whatever, is taking down all of his online stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, it's transphobic, Islamophobic, homophobic. And I go, thoughts? He's like, well, yeah, it's all those things, but I did it.
Yeah.
They should leave it up. Yeah, because he's
physical
gay.
Media, it's very important.
Yeah, well, the new thing now is that, because they weren't doing it in a make fun of trans people way, but the joke was just like Monty Python, they play every character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they weren't going, isn't it funny I'm a man in a dress? They were just playing it as women.
Yeah.
And they happened to be five weird looking dudes because
mm-hmm.
they did sketch comedy.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, that's frowned upon.
Yeah.
Havishan, can we please watch? We'll end on Jim Carrey as Don Rickles at. Thank you.
Nations, I am pleased to announce that a peaceful settlement has been reached between the Palestinians and Israelis, and we hope it lasts 1,000 years.
He's aged great.
Now, to help us celebrate this new beginning, I'd like to introduce a goodwill ambassador who has brought laughter to thousands. Please welcome Don Rickles.
Thank you, my darling, for that wonderful introduction. I'll wait in the car. Anyway.
Yeah, baby. Then I get it. Oh, man.
It's a good thing you cut it off, though, because the Arab was going to make a bid. By the way, Habib, your wife called. The slurping machine is broke. Anyway. I don't know.
All of this is funny.
Somebody rubbed a lamp, and I get 3 wishes. No, seriously, my friend, God knows I love the Arab people. I cough their names up every day. Ahmed.
That's bad funny.
Oh, and you're an Israeli. Pardon me, I didn't recognize you without the gas mask. Let me make you feel at home. Incoming Scott!
Now that's comedy.
Who asked you? I think it's only fair at this time to address the Iraqi delegate here today. Put your veil back on, ma'am. Polish guy. Look at the Polish guy. He's putting on headphones. He thinks we're going to show a movie. Fire on the wing. We're going down.
Excuse me. I'm a Czechoslovakian.
Oh, big difference. Hitler took them both in 20 minutes. Of course, he had an army. What did you have? Girl Scouts selling cookies at the border. Anyway, it's good to see the Germans reunited again. Siegfried and Roy.
This is an outrage.
All right, then you guys can watch the whole thing. Fuck, goddamn, that's good. And also, man, so close to so many people's real ex.
Yeah.
Bring back.
But still very
Hollywood.
Fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Aaron Berg and Wolfgang Hunter. Thank you guys very much for being here. Have an extremely happy holiday. And we will see you further in the week here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
Peace.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.